with your starting guys of Brandon and Gerard and Dante. Some people have drawn comparisons between some of the linebacking trios you were a part of back in your day. Nice. Guys who can get downhill and play the run. Is it fun to coach a trio like that?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Yes. I those guys have a lot of energy and excited about playing. They're happy about playing the game. So it's fun to coach them. And it's great to, you know, see them go out there. They're having fun, so that's a good thing for us.
Dealt with some injuries, obviously, this season, and you guys also brought a guy back in Rivera yesterday from training camp and from the two games he played. What kind of stuff does he offer your group?
Well, the same attitude. Like, we, during the offseason, we all kind of grouped together, knowing that some guys are going to still be here, some guys might not be here, but everybody committed themselves of taking the same attitude and approach to the ball game. So we had a family member that was out there for a little while that he just returned home. He went off to college.
What have been your impressions of the way Dante Hightower's come in and kind of contributed, you know, and made an impact as a rookie in this first half so far?
Unfortunately, this statement is going to be, I don't know if it's going to be bad or good, but it was as expected. The guy is, he's not your average rookie. You know, he's like Vince in the mindset that he came in already a professional, already fine-tuned into what it takes to be a professional football player. You know, he's young sometimes in conversation, but his approach to the game is strictly professional, and so he's, you know, he's easy to coach to me.
How long did it take for him to make that impression upon you?
Probably the third day. You know, it was kind of early. I heard about it, you know, from my coaches and stuff that went out there to Alabama to recruit him. And then when he came in the door, it was like, okay, but, you know, I got to let this one sink in for a little while. And I think really about day three, it was kind of obvious that, you know, he has the mindset. He has the mindset of, at least a 3 or 4 year veteran.
How much of that was just being a product of that system in Alabama, you know, working under Nick Saban?
I can't really say, but because I would like to think some of it is upbringing, you know, how he was raised and stuff. But I'm quite sure, you know, Coach Saban, knowing what I know about Coach Saban, he was probably screaming at him enough, so he's already ready for it.
Coach, just overall, how much has this team improved since week one?
No comment on that.
You guys have been, over the years under Bill, have always been a better team in the second half than the first, at least record-wise. You guys almost always have a better record. Why is that? Is it just a constant emphasis on we have to peak at the right time at the end, that the players buy into that, that we've learned enough now, the second half is when we really shine?
No comment.
What is the team doing better now that they went to?
So Spikes is a more mature guy than he was last couple of years. I mean, has he turned a corner in any way?
No comment.
What is it about these guys who come out of the SEC? I mean, you've got an all-SEC linebacking core now with Mayo from Tennessee, Spikes there, Florida, and, of course, you know, Alabama, Hightower represented there.
Well, I'm going to hurt myself on this one and say that I can care less. I think that those guys are, again, a product of their upbringing and their parents and stuff like that. Gerard Mayo and Spikes and Hightower, they're all different, I would say, in a sense, off the field and outside of our classroom, but they all bring the same mentality when they come. In, you know, on the football field and in the classroom. So.